If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is a post on submissive desires. I need certain things right now. I need strength and power and rage and pain and everything that makes me bite the pillow and cry out and cry. I don't want sex. I'm off sex for now. The cold hands reaching under the duvet when we go to bed sex. The gentle touches along my thighs while I'm sleepily holding your cock sex. The sex that's as much a part of bedtime as brushing your teeth. I don't want that. I need fucking. Passion and anger. I need fuck me and fuck you. I need spitting and slapping and a grunted good girl. And that bit where you pull your cock out and push it deep into the crack of my arse. I want sex frequently. Perhaps not as frequently as I did when I was 18, but enough to understand that my mojo's still intact. But God, my mojo could do with a beating. It could do with a fuck that ends with a whimpered thank you rather than a whispered goodnight. Sex is a desire. Fucking is a need. I need a fuck. I can ask for one, of course, and I will. But I want to revel for a moment in this moment. The soft, affectionate moment before he knows that soft affection won't cut it. It's not hot enough. It's not angry enough. It doesn't fucking hurt enough. If I see you slip your t-shirt over your head one more time and take your boxers off before you join me naked in bed, I will sob. I don't want you to remove your clothes like it's the end of the day. I want you to fuck me like it's the end of the fucking universe. As stars collapse and planets collide and the US president makes his inevitable heartwarming speech about humanity's battle for survival, I want you to fuck me semi-clothed on the bathroom floor with all the romance of a rutting mongrel. Fuck me. Grab my hair to give you purchase. Squeeze my nipples to make me beg. Put a belt in my mouth and hold the ends like a bridle. Pay no attention whatsoever to the back of my neck or the soft parts that you want to kiss romantically. Stuff your fingers, your dick, your hands, wherever they'll go, and make me look into your face while you screw me with them. Tell me I'm a bad girl, but, and this is very, very important, treat me like a bad girl too. Don't call me a slut. Make me your slut. Ruin any hopes I had of cuddles and kisses before bed. This isn't a desire, it's a need. It's the reset button on my sexual energy. It's the only thing which drags me out of a low, listless, anti-sex drive and into the world I'm happy in. Please fuck me. Use me. Hurt me. Make me cry. Or I will cry. This one was short and sweet, but if you'd like to hear more audio porn, go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn or help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.